She was coming back down the hill when she saw Red's ears pricking up. He'd heard something. Then she heard it too. Something was rustling in the bracken beside the path. She stopped to listen. For a moment, she could hear only the wind. But Red's ears were still twitching. He was listening to something. He snorted now. He was nervous. Then, out of the bracken crawled a young fox cub. He was so weak he could hardly walk. His coat wasn't red-brown like adult foxes. It was grey-brown and matted and wet. His tail hung like a piece of wet rope, and his left ear had been torn. There was blood on the side of his face and all down his neck. Somehow, some way, he must have got away from the hounds. He looked up at Claire out of great wide eyes. Claire jumped off Red and bent down. She held out her hand towards the fox cub, very slowly, so that he wouldn't be scared of her.
"Hello," she said. "You're a brave little fox, aren't you? They can't hurt you anymore. I won't let them. Don't worry. I'm not like them. I don't want to kill you. I want to look after you."
The fox cub was too weak to run away. He yelped at her and yapped, and he snarled a little when she stroked him. But he didn't bite. He didn't struggle that much when she picked him up. Claire tucked him inside her coat to keep him warm. She showed him to Red, who snorted again and gave a shake of his head.
"You don't need to be scared, Red," she said. "It's just a fox cub.